This upcoming weekend, we're traveling again. It's like we're, oh no, it's 2 weeks
two
from
weekends.
This weekend.
We
it's Halloween weekend.
Look at us planning ahead.
Oh my goodness, Halloween weekend we're traveling.
Yes.
And we got flights, got a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Vinny, you know I only travel first class.
I'm
sitting in the back.
Yeah, is that true?
Yes.
Are we not sitting together?
No, I was not. No, I'm
oh,
not.
Oh, that's why this bill looked like it was so. Oh, the airline bill, I was like, man, this is not bad for two seats. Oh,
no.
You're sitting in like row 39?
Yes.
And I'm in seat number 1A.
Uh-huh.
That's so great.
I don't care. Like, you care, and I understand why. We've talked about this before.
Yes.
You're tall. You've got long
yes.
legs. You know, you get.
But wait a minute. One of the things I like is that you cannot be bumped. You're guaranteed a flight. So that means that I'm going to go, and you could get bumped off the flight?
Yeah. But my Ooh. Ticket was like $90 and yours was like $500. So I'll sit in the back because
right,
I just don't care.
This is not why we called. I was surprised at just how expensive it is to rent a car.
Yes.
Because, again, we're traveling and we're going to take the kids trick-or-treating.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not going to have our car.
Right.
And so we need to rent a car. And it was almost as much as the flight for two.
If not more.
So I was kind of surprised by that. Then Rochelle says, you know what we could do? There's this thing. You don't have to go through one of the rental agencies.
Mm-hmm.
There's this. You can kind of Airbnb a car.
Yeah.
And they've got a whole service where they have these brand new cars, and it starts with your Ford Escort, your Scoot to Scort,
right.
And then it goes all the way up, Vinny, I'm not kidding, goes all the way up to Rolls Royce. You can just rent one for the day or for a weekend.
How much is that?
So this website, I'm just going to plug it, is called Toro.com, and you okay. That's what it's called.
Toro. Are you hoping we get a free weekend?
Well, maybe, but no, you can't, because these are individuals who are just leasing out their car.
Right.
But you can get like a Lambo for like $1,100 a day if you really wanted to drive a Lambo
what?
Around.
Sicko yeah. would work up all the ability to make up all that money
right.
to get a Lambo
right.
just to rent it out.
Exactly
I mean,
right.
Probably the sicko whose wife says, you only drive this once a year. I want some of the money back.
I feel like
rent
these
kids,
like the police put these up. It's like from a drug bust. I feel like that's what's going
no,
on here.
These
You're
going to
find something under the seat. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, so if my dad did this, he could rent out his police car.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I bet
illegal.
You that'd be a thing. Well, that would be illegal. Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Because I was going to say, I bet there's people think that'd be super fun. Like,
sure.
You'd dress up like a cop, take the squad car to the Halloween party. That'd be good times.
Well, your idea was to get like a super nice car, like the Tesla or something, and then drive up to my ex's house to pick up the kids and be like, hey, kids, come yeah. on in. Let's go. Come into the Bentley.
I got my stretch Bentley pulling up in the neighborhood. Yeah, it's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, ready, set, reporting for duty on the air everywhere for Tuesday, October the 19th, 2021. The days, the minutes, the hours, the seconds of this year are slowly slipping away, and we're headed toward 2022. Can you believe that?
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
2-2.
2-2.
That's right. It's 2-2.
2-2.
By the way, Rochelle just says we were just talking about the thing with... We're talking about renting a car.
Mm-hmm.
Rochelle says, you know, even if I could afford a Rolls Royce, I really wouldn't want one. I'm like, oh, you wouldn't want the... I wouldn't even want the Rolls Royce.
I wouldn't.
Sounds like something someone who cannot afford a Rolls Royce would say, but...
Well, sure, okay.
Would you be afraid
fair.
You're going to get rear-ended in
yes,
traffic or something?
Yes, I would be too afraid to drive it around town or that somebody would... bump it or where do I park? I mean, where do you park a Rolls Royce?
You know what I think the worst part would be? Is there you go get some gas in a Rolls Royce, people will be like, wow, nice car. You're going to make conversation with everybody. It's like it's like a rolling conversation piece.
Right. Just fill up the car. Enough. Don't talk to me. Put a premium in there, okay?
Everyone's going to want to talk to you about your Rolls Royce. What a hassle. You know what I'm saying? What a hassle.
Man, where'd you get this cool car? I rented it.
Yeah.
It's a rental.
Airbnb car. I don't think we mentioned this on Sunday morning. We got woken up early. And if you do what we do, you get up early. Or even if you're somebody who just gets up 5:30, 6 o'clock, you know, get the kids to school every day mm-hmm. or whatever it is you do. You look forward to a Saturday, Sunday, at least one day a week where you can sleep in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So we get woken up, I don't know, 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. And
yeah, it might have been earlier than that, but yeah.
It was like this thumping drum noise. And my first thought is there a high school? I don't think the new place we're living is near a high school. Because I'm thinking, are they doing like marching?
Marching band?
That's what I'm thinking. Is it marching band practice? Is that what it is?
We once lived by a field, and there was marching band practice every night at like 7 o'clock at night. They're walking up and down with
But that was not as bad, 7 o'clock at night. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
But then, so we have a little fan, you know, kind of like we use like a fan as a noise machine.
Mm-hmm.
And also keeps the room nice and cool or whatever. So I wasn't really hearing it until she shuts the fan off. And then you could tell it sounds like there's a techno dance club out our window. And I'm wondering, what is this?
Yes.
And it's going on and on, and I'm figuring someone's going to call the cops because if this is some guy just blasting his stereo.
You get the air horns going.
Yeah.
As in somebody calls the cops, you.
Right. Yeah. Well, right. That's we were like, what is going on?
If this had gone on, I would have called you up and said, well, let's try and figure out what it is before we're those Karens that call the cops. So we walked to the other side of the house, opened the window, and just down the block and around the corner, we could see there's thousands of people. And it's a guy, you know, it's like a DJ hyping the crowd because they're all getting ready to do a walk. I'm not even sure what the walk was for.
Yeah.
It might have been breast cancer awareness. I know it's breast cancer awareness month or something like that. But everybody had they weren't pink t-shirts. Everybody had the same shirts on.
Right.
And it's all these people and the guys, who's ready to walk, you know?
Screaming.
And blaring his techno music at 7:45 in the morning. And it was just a little disarming because I know that's a good cause, but I think that's just too early. Why can't we start at 10?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a little early. The thing that was actually troubling to me was we're lying in bed trying to figure out what this is, and you go, maybe it's a wet t-shirt contest. What are you talking?
Yeah.
It's 7:45 in the morning Sunday.
Listen,
in October.
Well, one of the reasons, I think this is why the walk was there, is because down the street and around the corner, there's a whole row of bars and restaurants that we happen to live near, and so I thought maybe one of them was doing some sort of, you know, Sunday fun day or something.
That is your Sunday fun day, isn't it? Wet t-shirt contest, you sicko.
Sunday fun day. Get those wet t-shirts ready.
Woo! Boo, boo, boo!
Now, listen, to my defense, did it not sound like that kind of a spring break party?
I mean, it sounded like a DJ. It sounded like somebody screaming, but wet t-shirt contest on Sunday morning was not the first thing that came to my mind. Just throwing that out there.
I was just trying to think of some sort of obnoxious, loud outdoor event, and that's the first thing that came to mind. Now, again, I guess this is not obnoxious, but it certainly was loud.
No, it was.
And
it
listen,
was
I hope they raised lots of money for their cause. I hope they did.
Sure.
But still, 7:45 on a Sunday in a neighborhood.
In a residential area.
I mean, I know there are bars over there, but it was just, listen, we've never once heard people at night coming out of those bars. This thing is, you know
That's what it sounded like.
It was ridiculous.
We had talked about going out to breakfast because, you know, whatever, it was Sunday, and you can walk to a breakfast place, and they said,
No, that's not what Rochelle says. Finny, listen to what Rochelle says. Rochelle says, you know what we do? We walk over there, we get some of the t-shirts, pretend we're going to walk, then we put them on, we go sit at the breakfast place, people walk by, we're like, we're out, we gave up, we couldn't do it. That's terrible.
I would have laughed if you would have gone up to that group and said, like, hey, we'll get ready for the wet t-shirt contest, something crazy like that, and they're like, no, sir, this is a youth group.
it probably was some.
Listen, if Rochelle wanted to do a wet t-shirt contest with youth group, it would have made a whole bunch more money than what they actually read. I have absolutely no doubt. Those boys would be putting their dollar bills right in a bucket.
That's terrible.
Robbie, you would have been a close second.
I would have looked like that. Remember that sketch of Patrick Swayze and Chris Farley doing Chippendale? That's what I would have looked like.
Stop it.
Living my best life.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, on the way this morning, I found out what happened at my high school reunion that went on this past weekend. I did not attend it, but I saw some pictures, and now I'm upset, okay?
Jeez, of course.
That's coming up later on this hour. 7:20 this morning, hashtag mom. It's two chances, actually, 7:20 and 9:20. 7:50, it's a brand new He Said.
She Said.
And we have some audio from dinner last night. This is Rochelle and I learning to speak Italian by reading our bottle of Chianti.
Oops. Earlier audio.
Now that was after dinner.
Ew.
All coming up. Well, how about this? Every morning, 7:20, 9:20. You know it. You love it. It's hashtag mom. God bless. Maybe you're letting your kids watch Squid Games. You know, confessions just like that.
Whoops.
You send these in. You use that hashtag any of our socials. We search them and we share them every morning, 7:20 and 9:20 from moms just like this.
Hannah Moore said, why would I pay for a haunted house when I can wake up with my kids silently standing by my bed at 3 a.m.?
You know, it's funny you mention that because yesterday there's a little window into one of the other studios here at the building.
Uh-huh.
And there was something on the windowsill, and I wasn't sure what it was, and I was staring, and I didn't realize that one of our coworkers was there, and they're looking at me like, why the hell are you looking at me? And I was looking at the windowsill, and it looked, so I imagine.
What a creep.
I'm not a creep. But when you think
about, looking at the plaque. It was just the plaque.
Any house can be a haunted house, okay? A house of horrors, if you will.
At Angelina Angel 203.
Well, that's what, you know what? You need a new Twitter handle. That's ridiculous. No one is going to know how to tweet at you with a handle that long. It's too much effort.
Nobody is more drunk with power than a 6-year-old telling Alexa to do anything.
Well, you've got more than 147 characters in your Twitter handle. Come on.
Bridget Allen said, what I think I'll do with my extra time, exercise, read a book, clean my house, take the kids on a fun adventure. What I actually do, scroll the same 4 apps on my phone till I'm late in making dinner.
Rochelle mentioned the other day that she doesn't read as much as she used to.
Yeah.
You said when Lola was a baby, you do a lot more reading.
So much reading.
And it's amazing to me with a baby in the house that you're able to get in more reading than you're able to get in now.
Well, the babies don't talk. You know, when they start talking, it's hard to read.
Or me.
Or you.
You didn't have me around.
Exactly.
You used to buy those romance novels at the grocery store checkout.
I love the smut. So much fun.
And I said, they don't really say anything that smutty. You're like, oh, no, they do.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm.
They just make it a little more subtle.
That's right. Use your imagination.
It was like an ice pick in a windstorm.
Something like that.
Hashtag mom. Is that in and of itself a mom confession?
Yeah.
We share them every morning, 7:29:20, so please feel free to get yours in. You ever actually stop and read a bottle of wine, the label on the bottle of wine? Or I suppose any beverage. I mean, you read the ingredients in your soda or whatever it is?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
We bought a nice bottle of Italian red the other day because mm-hmm. we were having pasta. And I started reading it.
Palazzo del Tori. Questa Maria la mangia e la tratti e la dentari. Di un grande tettorio avvocato. Storia malaria.
Do I sound Italian at all? I mean, I am Italian. I don't think I have the inflection right at all.
I'm going to be honest. I know zero Italian. It sounds all right. I mean.
I mean, it sounds like I'm having a rant.
You're definitely not saying the right words.
Sapiente della con familia.
Gets better as I go.
Sure, familia.
Panini. Siotini.
You say panini?
Siotini.
Un vino intenso. Fruttato con nori di sigamatura.
It's like I'm just making up words that end in a vowel.
You are.
Armanziamente la gora a villa.
No, I was really reading the label of this bottle of Chianti.
Delatore.
Delatore.
Insigne del rinsamento italiano.
It's not terrible.
Oprah Demestri.
No,
no,
Oprah.
Oprah Demestri.
Whoops.
Giulio Romano. E Michelle Semicelli.
Who's Michelle?
Veronese in the Cascischi. Veronese in the Geografica Topeka.
It's a long label.
Right here, you.
Geografica Topeka. Who's that?
It's from Boy Meets World.
Obviously, we had already drank all the wine when we're trying to read the label.
Giada from the Food Channel.
Oh, here we go.
Give me all the Giada intonations, please.
This whole thing that you just did?
I don't know.
The Razzo della Torre, Tormenti la Brenda, El Terre, Ademferente, De Un Grande, Provatino, Yanda Prienja.
Are you sure you're not Cardi B?
Adirpan.
Hey, it's me, Bobby Flay. You want some of this right now?
Grazie.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Alla de Prensa.
Oh, roll the tongue for me, babe. Talk the Italian, babe.
Villa.
All right, how about we read this off as Americans trying to read an Italian menu?
Palazzo della Torre, Testosterone, La Mangiana.
Aramanca Mente, Lego Toe, Avila, Della Torre, Monumento,
that's pretty good.
Giulio Romano, E. Michelle, San Michele.
So you'll take the chicken.
Should I do it as a Southern?
Oh, boy.
One of them Southerns?
Okay.
I see, like, I'd like the Palazzo della Torre testimony.
Why are you Bill Clinton?
The Maggi. I'd like the Michelle San Michele, please.
Okay.
There you go. That's what dinner's like with us.
We need to lay off the wine.
You know what? I could add to that bottle. Just be like a little me, Mario.
All right, shut up.
That's it. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
It's move along, Princess Peach. No pizza for you. Many thank yous, as always, for sending these into us. Robbie or Rochelle Page on the website. You can also send it to our Facebook, do a little DM, including our personal Facebook, because we like sharing good things going on. We like to make sure people that are doing charity events have a successful event. You can always send these on in, and we'll get them on the radio every single morning, just like this. The 2021 Fall Festival and Pooch Parade in Long Branch happens this weekend. Festival Plaza from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Arts and crafts vendors. Of course, the Pooch Parade, the world-famous Pooch Parade.
World-famous.
Touch a truck, children's trick-or-treat, and a whole lot more. Because after all, and I've said this many times, Halloween is for children.
Uh-huh.
All the details at longbranch.org. The Jersey City Craft Beer Festival is happening this weekend. That's worth the drive up. Saturday starting at 1 o'clock. Harborside's waterfront property on Morgan Street. Over 150 styles of craft beer. Live entertainment, food, interactive games, jerseycitybeerfest.com for tickets and information on that one. And it's a moonlight maze and campfires at Von Thun's Country Farm and Market. That happens this weekend and next weekend, Halloween weekend, 6 to 10 in the evening. Navigate the 6-acre interactive corn maze by moonlight or flashlight. Take a hayride onto our pumpkin patch for a campfire and s'mores, they say. What are you laughing about?
You're picturing
me cheating at the corn maze?
That and also you walking in the corn, 6 acres of a corn maze at night. Like, it's like your nightmare.
I'm going to need a more comfortable pair of shoes.
Yes.
VonThunFarms.com. Now, that's just me. This sounds like a fun event. And for normal people, this would be, there would be no stress involved at all. But for me.
Or cheating.
But for me, it's high stress. Just a couple things we thought you'd like to know this morning. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, thank you for waking up with us, spending some time with us. We got no show without you. We certainly appreciate your listening. I was scrolling this morning as I'm getting ready, and I see some pictures on Facebook of my high school reunion event that happened this past weekend.
Right.
Now, you and I went to a show, had a little date night, so we opted not to attend. You did, however, think when I got an email about this from the Alumni Association, which I am not a member of, by the way. I don't know how they got my information in the first place.
They want your cash.
Right. But that's fine. And I went to a little prissy prep school, as we've talked about before.
Yes.
So they are definitely looking for my cash because it's not a public school funded by the taxpayers. It's a private school. So they were always looking for cash for the endowment. So I got the note, and I thought about it. I did, because this, I won't say what number it was, but this was a fairly big, kind of a milestone reunion this year.
Sure.
And I decided I didn't want to go.
I wanted to go.
I know you did. And I said, I don't want to go. And part of it is because I'm not terribly happy with how I'm looking. I feel fat lately, you know?
I mean, that's understandable. I think that everybody... No, I don't mean that on you. I think that... That's not what I mean.
Thanks for picking me up, making me feel good, babe.
What I mean is when you're going to a high school reunion, you're going to look different. It wasn't a year ago.
Well,
so, you know...
Yeah, I mean, yes.
So, I mean, you want to look your best or at least look like you did when you were 18. And if you don't, you...
But that would just be for me, because I truly, truly don't care what any of these people think. I really don't. And I didn't, you know, I had one or two guys that I stay in touch with from now and again. When I say that, we see each other once every few years if it happens to work out for lunch. So, like, I wasn't close with any of these people that are going to be there as far as I know, because you could see the RSVP. I'm interested, you know what I mean?
And it was a 3-day event, wasn't it?
3-day event.
Which is kind of crazy. I've never.
It was $75 for the dinner, and then it was another 100 if you wanted to go to this thing with entertainment. I was like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to do this. I don't know anybody there. You know, there's one or two teachers that I stay in touch with. So I'm like, I'm already staying in touch with the people I care about. So
we all of that stuff?
Yeah.
All of that stuff for the class of 59?
That's right. It was my 62nd high school reunion this weekend. But I decided not to go.
Yeah.
And we went to the show. And to be honest with you, I forgot all about it. Now, I am friends with a couple of people on Facebook that I really was not ever actual friends with. They're just people from my class. And you friend one person and someone else. I say,
sure.
Fine.
You have mutual friends.
Yeah, that's fine. I know who they are. They're a person I went to high school with. Fine. Okay. I see their pictures come up, and it's... all the parties, there was a wine tasting, all the stuff going on. So first of all, it looked like it was a great time. Looks like they had a very nice spread of food. So I'm thinking, well, gee, this is better than I thought. Maybe it would have been worth the $75 to go to the event. I also notice, and again, these are not people I was really close with, but I certainly remember their faces, right?
Sure.
You know me, I remember nothing unless you start provoking, right?
Right.
I recognize all of these people. I'm like, all 7-8 of them have not changed at all.
Really?
And I will say it has been now more than a number of years. Haven't seen any of them even once.
And they all look the same?
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, I'm friends with these people on Facebook. But you know the deal, like if you don't look at them, you never see their stuff come up or anything.
Right.
So like I recognized every one of them. They all look exactly as they looked on graduation day. I look like hell. And I'm not just talking about the fact that I'm bloated. I look a hell of a lot older than I did when I graduated. I mean, I look like a little baby.
No, I mean,
And these people all look exactly the same. And I'm like, what is that?
To be fair, I think that you still have... I mean, you look the same.
I do not look the same.
Other than the fact that you have different glasses.
I do have different glasses.
And you have facial hair now, and you did not have... When you shave your beard, you look like a baby. You have a baby face.
Vince, do you have a razor on you right now?
No.
I'll shave it off right this minute.
I don't want to be married to a baby.
People looked not a minute older than 18, and it really upset me a little bit.
Well, this is what happens when you go to a bougie prep school and they have all the money to get all the work done to
What went wrong
here? You went to radio.
I don't understand it. Because you don't usually, their outfits look the same.
That's weird.
You're telling me
they were wearing the same clothes that they were wearing in high school?
I mean, unless this was a picture from high school.
I thought it was. That Letterman jacket, baby.
I thought it was the cocktail party. Maybe they just posted a retro picture. Because it was just upsetting.
I don't know.
I'm glad we didn't go, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Although they had some cheese that looked really good. So. Well, cheese and crackers
missed
present.
Missed out on that cheese.
Yeah. That looked pretty, and that's probably the source of all my problems right here.
Cheese.
I can't even fathom going to a high school reunion. I mean,
just don't rub salt on the fire, okay?
Why? Because you just graduated like yesterday?
Yeah. A couple months ago.
We're going to post a picture right now on our socials, our Facebook page, of me. I don't know if I have my high school picture handy, but I'm sure I've got one from when I was a teenager, side by side with one from, I'll take one right now, and you tell me that I don't look a hell of a lot older. And just trust me that these kids all looked exactly the same, okay?
Okay.
I bet your high school history teacher still looks good, though.
Yeah, Mr. Joyce is looking just fine. he looks pretty good for 85. You can catch up on our podcast on demand anytime, right on the homepage, station homepage, or just search Robbie and Rochelle, any place you get your podcast, it'll come right up for you. By the way, why does my phone keep closing out? I got to figure out how not to have it do this after 10 seconds. It dims and then it closes out before I have a chance to do what I'm doing.
Saving your battery.
Yeah, I understand that. Most people probably just set it and forget it, and they get it in their pocket. It's all lit up, and they get all these pages open, all these apps open. I got nothing. When I'm not using it, it's closed.
All right. Just go to settings and change it. It's not that big of a deal.
Very frustrating.
Gonna be okay.
I'm struggle busing with this morning.
It'll be okay.
I know you can't understand me.
All right, a couple things trending we thought you'd like to know. There's an Amtrak train in Little Thackerville, Oklahoma, this past weekend that plowed into a car hauler semi. I guess it's one of those cars that's got, or one of those trucks that's got all the cars going to the dealership in it.
Uh-huh.
It was stuck on the tracks, and the train could not stop in time. Luckily, no one was seriously injured. Oh my god.
Oh my god. That's awful.
I just think about the guy going to get a sandwich right at that moment on the train. Falls right on his keister. Again, thank God nobody was hurt, or seriously hurt anyway. Just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there was someone standing there taking video.
Of course.
Instead of doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but I think that train's going to hit that car.
Why don't you call somebody?
What are they going to do?
They can't stop
the train.
I don't know who this guy is. I don't know anything about him. But I would like to see a full reality show chronicling his exploits. There's a woman in Northern California who saw a rattlesnake crawl into her house, so she gets frightened, calls a man who is known as the rattlesnake handler.
So I get on my hands and knees. I'm not even in there a minute before I find the first rattlesnake. A total of 92 rattlesnakes underneath her house. I was tickled pink.
What?
I want to know more about this guy. Known as the California Rattlesnake Handler.
Tickled pink would not be the words I would use to express my feeling if I saw 92 rattlesnakes.
No. And by the way, don't Google rattlesnake handler because it won't show you what you think, okay? It will not. I made that mistake.
Vince.
Trying to learn some more about this guy. Well, there's a TikTok user who's gone viral because he has replicated the inside of a Blockbuster video store in his basement. He apparently also owns thousands of rare VHS tapes that he's collected over the years. He's got all the old Blockbuster boxes.
From the biggest VHS X-Rifle collection I have ever seen.
He's in the middle of giving this tour, and you just hear,
"You need to come have dinner! 1 minute, Mom!"
1 minute! Hey, we've all got our passions, you know?
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting. DirecTV, I don't know why, but they did a survey of over 2,000 users and played them theme songs to TV shows to come up with the most recognizable TV show themes. Maybe they're trying to determine what programming's available.
Oh, okay.
Any guesses as to what the most famous theme is?
Friends?
Or the most well-known theme, I should say?
Friends would be my guess. Maybe Seinfeld?
Both in the top 10, but number one, this is Jeopardy!
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could get that job.
That was pretty good.
Now entering the studio, a math professor from Oklahoma City, Harry Balls. a policeman from New York, IP Daily. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Steve Harvey.
Survey said.
It was like a parallel universe here, wasn't it?
That was not okay. It was so good, and it went downhill so
very
quickly.
As is the case most mornings here. Like a good news and bad news for you, Ryan Reynolds is taking a sabbatical from being an actor. He has a new Apple TV show, which is kind of a playoff on A Christmas Carol, you know, Scrooge and all that.
Oh, okay.
Called Spirited. That'll be due out soon for this holiday season. But then he's taking a break. Said he'll miss every second of working with his fellow actors. Wouldn't that be nice if you're Ryan Reynolds? You just say, you know what? I'm just going to take a few years off.
Sure.
I'll be back. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Now, you might think it's just that, but I mean, teachers do this, professors. How do we take a sabbatical? Like, how does that happen?
You get fired. That's how you take a sabbatical.
Yeah. By the way, sidebar, when we were putting this together, Vince goes, isn't that that thing where your wife visits you in prison? I'm like, that's conjugal. This is sabbatical. It's different.
Or it's not.
That's what you're doing with your sabbatical. God bless you. Well, you know, I'm a big Superman buff, right?
Yeah.
And if you watch the show as a kid, you know, it's truth, justice, and the American way, right?
Right.
Well, now it's truth, justice, and a better tomorrow as they try and appeal to audiences around the world.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I imagine they probably just read the news and go, nah, why don't we change that?
It's got to be better, right?
You're right. News is so bad, they're like, why don't we do truth, justice, and Turks and Caicos? Can we do that? Can we do Turks and Caicos? Take a little sabbatical,
yeah. There you go, yeah.
Well, Heinz, you know, the condiment people, they are selling a Halloween kit of fake blood. It's ketchup to use as fake blood for your Halloween costume.
Gross.
It'll run you $20. It comes complete with a palette, a brush, and an eyedropper just to make your post-murder shirt look realistic.
You know a bottle of ketchup's like $2.99, right?
Well, they're charging you $20 at HeinzHalloween.com. So
just go get the bottle for $2.99.
Some genius at Heinz found a dollar they're not making yet.
There you go.
There's going to be one dad that accidentally buys mustard and is like, well, we'll use this instead.
Aw, Dad.
Tell him your appendix burst.
That's gross.
Oh, it's been a rough week on social media for Hooters.
How delightful.
Well, you know what it is, right?
The restaurant.
They have changed their uniform for the women that work there so that the short shorts are so skimpy, you might consider them to be a thong because both the butt cheeks are just out.
Okay.
It's just amazing to me and the culture that we live in where there's been so much progress, Hooters just goes, nope, we're going the other way.
I mean, Hooters is Hooters, is it not?
Let's just go the other way and have these be, let's objectify even more.
That's what that entire restaurant is. I don't see, honestly, like being a woman, if you're going to work there, that's what you expect, is it not? You don't go to Hooters for the wings, let's be honest.
So you're saying if you're going to work at Hooters, whip out the butt cheeks.
I mean, you're already whipping out the top. What's the difference? I'd rather have my cheeks out than my top, no?
The good news is if you work there, these shorts are now optional. It'll be up to the employee, they say, to express themselves as they see fit.
So it's either short shorts or short shorts.
I mean, you might as well just roller skate around there butt naked. You probably make bigger tips, you know what I mean? And I got to mention this. There is now we've been hearing a lot about shortages, supply chain, the chips in the cars and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
There is both a fake Christmas tree and a pumpkin shortage this holiday season.
Oh, that's not good.
The good news is we get all the turkeys you need. We'll murder every one of them for you.
Great.
Not a problem. You're going to get your turkey dinner for Thanksgiving. Okay?
Perfect.
World famous celebrity birthday file today. Chris Kattan, Corky Romano.
Love him.
From Saturday Night Live. He's 51. Trey Parker. He's a guy that invented or co-invented South Park.
Mm-hmm.
John Favreau. Ty Pennington from HGTV celebrates. Evander Holyfield. He's a guy that got his ear bit off by Mike Tyson,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was delicious.
Ew.
I love that ear. It was a little waxy, but I like it.
The fine actor John Lithgow celebrates today. Today is National New Friends Day and National Seafood Bisque Day.
Ooh.
Both of which give me indigestion.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Let's talk movies today. Is there a movie that you will never watch again? Now, maybe it was too scary. Maybe it was bad.
Hmm.
Maybe it was supposed to be funny. It was not funny. Maybe you just saw it and went, that was great, but I never need to see it again.
Yeah.
The first couple that come to mind, Sixth Sense.
Yeah, I mean, once you know what happens, you know what happens.
Well, there's that, but also it was probably the scariest movie I've ever seen, because
really?
I try to stay away from scary movies.
Yeah.
And I did enjoy it. It was well done, and it was fun to be scared, but I don't know that I want to go through the experience again.
Right.
Another one comes to mind is Silver Linings Playbook. It was a great movie, really well acted.
Emotional.
It's just an emotional roller coaster.
It's very, very emotional.
I can't do it again. Now, there are some movies. I'll give you another. You and I went to see the Will Ferrell movie where we played Sherlock Holmes a couple years ago.
So bad.
And it was horrible. I hated it. We've talked about getting up and leaving a couple times. Mm-hmm. And listen, I have a very low bar, clearly, for what my entertainment is going to be.
That's fair.
And now we're quoting it, and I kind of want to watch it over and over again. It's one of those movies that gets funnier the more you watch it, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of comedic movies or comedy movies are like that. Like, you see them once, and the more you watch it, the funnier it gets. And this question's really hard for me because I like watching movies over and over and over. Like, that's one of the things I do. But there are some movies like Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
I thought it was a wonderful movie. It was too long, and I never need to see it again, though. Like, I got it. I saw it. It was good. Arachnophobia with Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, same thing as what I'm talking about with Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Maybe it was kind of fun the first time, but then that's it.
I don't want to see that. The movie Hostel. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Or any of the Saw movies. They're just gross. I've seen them. I don't want to see it. The first one that came to my mind when you said this, though, was that movie Road Trip. Have you ever seen that?
The comedy with Tom Green?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love comedies. There's a scene in there where the waiter is annoyed at somebody.
Oh, that's gross. Don't bring this up. I remember now what you're saying.
Yes. I was so sick to my stomach for days after this scene. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you have to Google it. Or don't. I don't know. But I could not eat French toast for like a very, very long time.
Didn't you tell me Amy Smarter's in that movie, owns a winery?
I did. She is.
Well, I guess won't mention which one. You'll have to Google it. So there
that's
you go.
That's right.
it's her movie that you'll never watch again.
She's another reason I'll never watch it again.
All right. I had a crush on her 20 years ago.
Okay.
It doesn't mean I'm going to go to the winery.
Uh-huh.
Robbie and Rochelle, and Kurt Vince is wandering around somewhere, and we're just underway this morning with He Said.
She Said.
Never seems to be here when I need him to answer the phones and all that. A movie you never want to watch again. You don't need to see it again. You don't want to see it again.
Jen said, All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yeah, that's kind of a sad movie.
It's
supposed to be a kid's cartoon. That was a sad movie.
It is.
I thought The Land Before Time was kind of sad,
too. It was
too,
sad.
Because you know what happens to the poor dinosaurs.
Little Foot.
Yeah.
Come on. Brent says, The Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, my gosh.
And Owen says, there's a lot of them, but I'd have to go with Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights was a good movie.
I've never seen it, but I've wanted to, and you have yet to watch it with me, so I don't know. Maybe there's something to that.
I don't know if you saw it on Facebook, because you can see the stuff that I do on there. I know you can see the stuff that I do on there, but I got to do a whole thing with, you know, J.J. Kincaid, about how the Police Academy movies stink. I love those movies.
Oh, he doesn't like them?
Well, he posted an article, so yeah, I think he was implying that he didn't like them.
I mean, they're all right. There's just like a lot of them. They're all the same. How many times do you got to go to the Police Academy?
They get funnier the more they go on.
I think everybody has that's why this is fun. Everybody has their own opinion as to what movies
that's why
they
we
like
call this He
don't.
Said, She Said.
That's right.
Claudia and Tuckerton.
Spaceballs.
Spaceballs? That's a funny movie. What didn't you like
Not
about it?
Not a Rick Moranis fan?
Because I saw it so many times, and when that thing comes out of the stomach, I just can't. It was enough.
That is fair. I'll give that to you.
You can always do a bathroom break, then come back.
I think once you've seen Spaceballs, you've seen Spaceballs. You don't really need to see it again.
All right. Well, it's like those Will Ferrell movies you like, though. There are some funny lines that get funnier the more you see them. But.
Okay.
Cameron and Manahawkin?
Star Wars sequel trilogy.
Why? Is it because it was so long or you just didn't like it?
Dislike is not strong enough of a word.
Are we talking about the most recent ones, like The Force Awakens? Or are we talking about the Natalie Portman ones?
No, the Disney ones. Yeah,
oh, the Disney ones.
Awakens.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice seeing Harrison Ford hobbling around at 75, though, wasn't it? Chewie, we're home.
Oh.
I don't know why I made fun of him the other day about Indiana Jones. I really need to cut that out. That's not nice. Sorry, Harrison Ford. Movie you never want to watch again. More of your answers coming up. He said.
She said.
It's He Said. She Said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
So is there a movie you never want to watch again? You don't want to see it again. You saw it, you loved it, but once was enough, one and done. Maybe it was terrible. Maybe it was scared you. You never want to go through that experience again.
Kayla said Star Wars, all of them are so bad.
Wow. That's a controversial
opinion.
George Lucas and his $17 billion beg to differ.
Jennifer said 2001 A Space Odyssey.
That's a weird movie. I'll give you
that's
one.
Weird. That's weird. Yep. Brandon said anything with Nicolas Cage or Ben Stiller in it.
I'm going to try and do a Nicolas Cage impression. I've been working on this for you.
Oh, great.
But it teeters a little bit on old school Joey Lawrence. Remember Blossom?
Whoa.
Yeah, here it is. This is my Nicolas Cage. Whoa. That's not bad, right?
It's all right.
Whoa.
It kind of reminds me of our boss, Tad.
I thought you were going to say Keanu Reeves, but then again.
Or that too.
I feel like Tad may have been a little Bill and Ted back in the day.
There you go.
Rock and roll. Cherie in Long Branch.
Don't hate me, but Titanic.
You know what's going to happen.
Sad.
And it's long.
Too long.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's fair.
Everybody says the movie ends with the boat going down, but what really happens is a murder because Rose should have saved Jack. I know we've talked about this before, but she should have saved him.
I guess.
It was a murder.
I am kind of ashamed to say that I saw that movie 7 times in theater.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Exactly. That's the correct response.
I'm sorry. I was a kid. I don't know.
A movie you never want to watch again. We're still taking your answers under our little graphic. Rochelle spent far too much time making his graphic, so please like our comment thing on Facebook. What movie do you never need to watch again?
Jane said 7. Blair said Hot Tub Time Machine. And Catherine said Human Centipede.
Oh, jeez. Don't Google it. Don't do it. You want to use a hot tub time machine to go back and take it. Take it back. We'll keep that going on Facebook. Your He Said.
She Said.